This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday as several thousand activists gathered to protest an attack by a suspected triad gang members at a train station last weekend. Reuters correspondent Anna Bevan has more.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station, hours after protesters had marched through central Hong Kong and defaced China's liaison office. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That's Anna Bevan of Reuters. A probe into a deadly June raid in Khartoum revealed Saturday that a feared Sudanese paramilitary group was involved in the crackdown that killed scores and sparked international outrage. Prosecutor Fatah al-Rahman Saeed said that Rapid Support Forces paramilitaries were involved in the raid, along with some members of other security forces. Shortly before dawn on June 3rd, gunmen in military fatigues raided the site of a weeks-long sit-in outside Army headquarters, shooting and beating protesters in an operation that left hundreds wounded. The prosecutor said that in the week following, 87 people were killed. Protesters dispute that number, saying that more than 120 people died. This is VOA News. Russian police detained hundreds of people on Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the heart of the Russian capital to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates from the ballot for Moscow City Council, a vote scheduled to be held in September. Several activists wanting to run for a seat were arrested before the protest, while police took to the streets in riot gear. Demonstrators chanted slogans including "Russia will be free" and "Who are you beating?" as lines of helmeted police pushed into the crowds, beating people with batons and arresting hundreds. They also stormed the video studio of Russia's most prominent opposition figure, Alexei Navalny, arresting the presenter during a live YouTube broadcast of the protest. Navalny was sentenced earlier this week to 30 days in jail for calling the unauthorized gathering. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump hit out Saturday at a prominent congressman who's been a strong critic of Trump's handling of the migration crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a series of tweets, the president described Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings as a brutal bully. He said that Cummings' district of Baltimore was, quote, a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess, unquote. As chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Cummings, one of the most prominent African Americans in Congress, has launched investigations into Trump administration policies, including reports of poor treatment at migrant detention centers. On Thursday, the committee voted along party lines to allow Cummings to subpoena White House officials, including the president's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner, in a probe into potential violations of government record-keeping laws. At least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two militant attacks. The military says that six soldiers were killed in the first attack when militants across the Afghan border fired on a military patrol in the North Waziristan region. Four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Baluchistan province. And rescuers in India on Saturday safely evacuated all 700 passengers from a train after it got stuck in monsoon floodwaters between two stations near Mumbai. The Indian Home Minister said that the train had gotten stuck due to the flooding of the tracks. Home Minister Amit Shah said on Twitter that all of the passengers had been rescued safely. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.